Listen, if you hear Hillsong, Young and Free, their new one, you wouldn't be sitting down either. Because I have been listening to that song. I told my daughter, I said, you got to play this for the youth ministry. But we welcome everyone that are here, whether you're in person or online. Listen, it doesn't matter. You are tuned in. I hope you receive. Listen, from the word of God tonight, from this man, hallelujah, because I know he has a word, hallelujah. So receive the word. And as I prayed Wednesday night and we prayed and we were talking about Esther, you are here for such a time as this. Right now, all of us here in this place are here for a purpose tonight to hear from the word of the Lord. So get your listening ears on. God has a word for you, all of us tonight. Amen. All of us tonight. This is your time. And you brave the elements. It's a monsoon out there today. It's raining and raining. But you braved it and you came out. You didn't let it stop you. You could have stayed home. You could have stayed dry. You came out. Hallelujah. So stand with me. I won't keep you very long. My spirit is just racing, like I said. I am so, like, when you get in the Word of God, when you are just on fire for him, whether it's music or open up the scriptures, he is speaking to you. He is speaking to you. I believe in our class this morning, he spoke to us. He spoke to us. Amen. And when I do my class sometimes, that's the word I have for that day. And God was telling me about Moses. And there was Pharaoh and his armies chasing him. But there was the Red Sea in front of them. And listen, they didn't have the manual. They didn't have the next instructions. They had to trust and wait on God. Wait on God for the next instructions. And the instructions were, don't fear. Don't be afraid of what you see. Don't be afraid. Yes, this is before you and this is behind you. But trust in me. Trust in me. Amen. Lift up. And trust in me, don't be afraid. We are so fearful, church, sometimes. Fearful, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I'm fearful because my healing. I'm fearful of this. God says, do not fear. Don't panic, for I am the Lord your God, and I already made a way. Amen. Sometimes we don't see it. He already made a way for them. Hallelujah. For them to cross through. They just had the trust in their God. So I'm just encouraging you tonight to trust. In your God. Have the faith that he has already worked it out. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for making a way when we don't see a way. Hallelujah. When our circumstances are bleak. When things tell us, Lord God, that you are not with us, Lord God, let us put that voice behind us and declare the word of the Lord, hallelujah, that we are well able to go through any situation, Lord Jesus. Nothing can deter us. Nothing can stop us. For God, you are with us, hallelujah. So we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the word that is going to come forth, Lord God, from our pastor. We thank you for the words, Lord God, that are going to be spoken with our children, Lord. We thank you for the songs, Lord God. God, the songs that are come forth are our worship, Lord God. We just lift it all up to you tonight, and may you, Father God, have the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bring your offering.
The greatest day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. Empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. He washed my sin away. Forever I am changed.
Faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now. Sing it You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Well, I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your
to come. My soul sings. God, oh God. I could have dreamed of a better Father. I could have dreamed of a better God. I could have dreamed of a better Father. I could have dreamed of a better God. I could have dreamed of a better Father.
Right here tonight, listen, I want you to hear this. I felt that when I was standing right here, I just feel that God's just declaring something. I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father, because I believe right here in this place, in this house right now, that God wants to release, hallelujah, those that have an addiction. Right here, come on. Those that have been bound, hallelujah. That those that have been bound, those that have been captured by whatever that might device might be, whatever that thing might be. And I'm here to tell you, God's present. He's present right here, right now, hallelujah. It might have been years, it might be 20 years, it might be 30 years, it might be 4 years. But I'm here to tell you right now that God's present at this moment, hallelujah, to break the chains of addiction, hallelujah. To break it and loose it, hallelujah. I have tasted that the Lord's good. Come on, I just feel it might even be whatever that might be. Hallelujah. Maybe it might be things you just see, whether it's porn or whether it is just whatever addiction that might be. I just want everybody here to close your eyes. Hallelujah. I want you to receive this. I want you by faith to receive deliverance from the Most High God. From a Father, hallelujah, you cannot dream of a better Father that desires you to be blessed, to desire you, hallelujah, not to be bound, not to be bound, but to be free. Come on, so just receive up your hands, lift up your hands. Those that are watching, there's a breaking going on in this house. There's a loosening right now, so just receive it right now, hallelujah, by faith.
We receive it, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. I couldn't have dreamed of a better God. Right here, right now, I receive it.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better God.
Oh, break your chains.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father.
Be loosed in Jesus' name.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better God.
Receive the anointing, hallelujah.
I could have dreamed of a better
Father.
Receive
it right now, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh,
I could have dreamed of a better God.
I could have dreamed of a better. Yeah.
I could have dreamed of a better Father.
Right here, right now, Lord, thank you.
I could have dreamed of a better God.
Father God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your deliverance, God. Come on, somebody got to shout. Somebody shout unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, no looking back. Come on, no looking back, like Kelly said. Come on, Egypt's behind you. Hallelujah. Your God's before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I couldn't dream. Hallelujah. Oh, he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He breaks addictions. Hallelujah. He's a healer. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I could have dreamed of a better God.
Hallelujah, God, you're good. Hallelujah, right now, God. Thank you.
I could have dreamed of a better Father.
Come on, hallelujah. Come on, let's shout to God. Come on, can you shout to God? Hallelujah. He's a good Father. He's a good Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants the best for you. Hallelujah. He wants to see you overcome. He wants you. He's given everything that you need to be empowered. Everything. Say everything. Say, I got everything in Christ. I got everything in Jesus. Everything. 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 Name a name. Name above all names. May be seated, children, can go to their classes. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here tonight. Amen. Most of all, God's glad you're here tonight. Amen. Amen. I hear that. Listen, I'm telling you, whatever that might be for, it's for every one of us, because there's some things every one of it. It might even be sugar. Come on. Amen. It might even be sugar. We talked about that. Whatever that thing is that tries to grip you, that tries to cause you to bow. Hallelujah. God's greater than that. Amen. Tell someone He's greater than that. Amen. See, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God's come to give you life and life more abundantly. He's come to give you life. Tell your neighbor, you got life in Jesus. Choose life. Choose life. Tell someone, choose life. Listen, can this side shout to that side, choose life? Can this side say, choose life? A little bit louder. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated, praise team. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's just get into this word. I want to share it with you. Hallelujah. This is heaven's perspective, is God's word. Amen. I want you to take hold of this. But before we do that, as the praise team is coming to sit, little girl was telling her teacher about the story of Jonah. You all know the story of Jonah. And the teacher said to her, "So I want you to know that it is physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human. Their anatomy is made that way." She just really was. So the little girl said, "Well, I don't know about that." She goes, "It's in the Bible." "Well, it's physically impossible." She goes, "Oh, okay." She goes, "Well, you know what? I'll ask him." She goes, "What do you mean you ask him?" She goes, "Well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him." She goes, "Well, how about if he's in hell?" She goes, "Well, then you ask him." Little girl's kindergartner, she was sitting there, she was drawing a picture, and the teacher comes up. She goes, "What are you drawing?" She goes, "I'm drawing a picture of God." She goes, "How are you doing that? Ain't nobody ever seen him." He said, "Well, just hang on just a minute. You'll see him in a minute." Say amen. 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 Come on, one more. The pastor was invited to a lady's house and wanted him to come over for dinner. And he came over to dinner, and as he's sitting there, she feeds him and all this and that. But when they left, she noticed that one of her spoons was gone. One of her favorite spoons. I don't know how you have a favorite spoon, but maybe my wife might have a favorite spoon. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. She was upset about this. And this whole time she's thinking, he stole my spoon. It had to have been him because it was here and now it's gone. Say it's gone. So finally, after all this time, she's upset with her pastor, wondering, why would he steal my spoon? At the final, she finally invited him back to the house a year later, and they sat down, and boldly she says, "Can I ask you a question, Pastor?" She goes, "Absolutely." He says, "Absolutely. Why did you steal my spoon?" "Come on now." He said, "I didn't steal your spoon. I put it in your Bible. I want you to know I can't live without the Word of God." Right. Come on, amen. I cannot live without God's word. I do not know how to love you without God's word. I cannot overcome without God's word. Come on, amen. I cannot overcome. I cannot get through the day without my daily bread. I will starve to death. Amen. I will be famished. Hallelujah. I will come and I'll be irritated. Have you ever been around people that are hungry and they haven't been fed? Listen, sometimes you haven't been fed. Listen, if I hold my guys back just a little bit longer than lunchtime allows, and if I bring them a little bit farther, they begin to get angry because they're hungry. Listen, so many times there's so many Christians, they're hungry and they're starving for the Word of God. You need to feed, hallelujah. You need to feed yourself with God's Word. We need to take hold of the bread of life. It is life unto you. Amen? Say amen to me. It is the good word that we need to take hold of this word. We need to make it part of our very being of who we are. If not, we will starve to death. Jeremiah, last week we said this, that Jeremiah was born in a moment of time. It was a tough situation. It was tough reason. God called him to be a prophet in a day. Hallelujah. That man, I tell you what, it was a challenge to be a prophet. Kind of like today. Come on, declaring some things that are not as though they are. But Jeremiah, at the end, even though he was going through a tough time, even though he was going through a hard time, he said, "Your word is as fire shut up in my bone." Hallelujah. Say, "His word is fire shut up in my bone." If I do not have the word of God within me, I do not have any fire. Come on, tell your neighbor, feed the fire. Come on, say it again. Feed the fire. Amen. We got to feed the fire. You got to let the fire burn. Amen. Like my wife said, man, you just stoke it a little bit. You put a little bit of fire within that and it'll begin to stir. Amen. So whatever comes against you, it's the word of God. It's the word of God. It's the word of God that's powerful. Hallelujah. It's powerful. It's mighty. We need to take hold of it with everything within us. Amen. So let's take a look at this. Jeremiah 1. I want to just go back here real quick. Jeremiah 1:9. And he says, and then the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And the Lord said unto him, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. I need God's words in my mouth. See, I have this day set before you over nations. Listen, last week I declared this and I spoke this. We got to declare something. He says that this is basically the way he said it. He says, with my words, you have power over nations. With my words, you have power over kingdoms. With my words, come on, with my words, you have power to root up. With my words, you have power to pull down. Say pull down. There's some things that are established within our lives, but only the Word of God can pull them down. There's some things that try to grip our families, but through the Word of God, we pull them down. Strongholds, hallelujah. Strongholds that try to interrupt the assignment that are on our children's life. The assignment that's on our church, hallelujah. But God has called us to pull them down through God's Word. It's not through my words. It's not nothing that I have to say, but it's what God has to say, hallelujah. It's the final Word. Demons have to bow to it, amen. Sickness has to bow to it. Whatever addiction has to bow to it. It cannot stand before the presence of God's Word. His Word's powerful, amen. It's mighty, and it pulls those things down. Amen. He says it pulls it down. He says it has power. With my words, you have power to destroy and abolish the works of the enemy. With my words, you have power to throw down. With my words, you have power to build up. Amen. With my words, you have power to plant. With my words is power of resurrection life. Woo! With my words. He says, and then the Lord said unto me, thou hast seen well, I will hasten, I will perform it. My words, I will perform it. I will cause my words. I will cause my words to perform it. It's my words. Say my words. That will perform it. We got to hear this. I want you to hear this. He says, I will cause my words to perform it. Isaiah, I just want to give you a couple scriptures. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, amen. Help me out tonight. I want you to take hold of this with all your hearts. Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word, say my words, be that go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Wow. When you say God's word as is it out of your mouth, is as if he's saying out of his mouth. As you speak God's word, it shall not, say shall not, return to me void. It shall not return to me void, but it shall, say it shall, accomplish that which I pleased, and it shall prosper in the things that I sent it. Say, send it. Listen, I want you to know sometimes we don't get results because we're not sending it. Tell your neighbor, send it. Demons are not afraid of what you say. But I'm telling you here, they're afraid of you sending God's word. They're afraid of you breaking up the atmosphere of situations above people's lives when you begin to send God's word, hallelujah, to begin to accomplish what God desires it to accomplish in the earth. God's got us as sons and daughters prophetically declaring his word in the earth as it is in heaven. We are to declare God's word here. Declare it. Speak it. Amen. Publish it. Declare what God has to say on his behalf. He's looking for some messengers. Are you a messenger of God? Do you desire to declare, hallelujah, what God has? I want to declare it over my children. I want to declare it over you every single day, whether you like it or not. I declare God's word, his blessing over your life. I pray that God's face shines upon you. Sometimes that might make you uncomfortable. Listen, shall not return to me void. Psalms 107. He says, and he sent his word. Say he sent his word. Say send it. And he healed them. When God sent his word, he healed them with it. He says, and delivered them from their destructions. From their destructions. Listen, I want you to hear this and understand something. The Bible says to us that God really spoke to our hearts in the office about this right here. That fiery darts, we're used to use the shield of faith to obstruct them. Amen? Fiery darts to come at us. But sometimes our faith gets weak. And sometimes those fiery darts get around us. But I'm here to tell you, see, the Roman soldiers had a sword, and it wasn't a big sword. That sword they're talking about here was a small sword for close combat. But this thing was meant for that sometimes that those little arrows get past, amen. They get around and they get on us, hallelujah. But the Word of God is that dagger that digs them out. Sometimes we got to get in the Word to dig out some of those fiery things that the enemy throws at us. Sometimes it's the Word of God that we got to recognize that's the only thing that's going to dig them out of our lives. There's some things that get caught within us, but it's the Word of God that'll pull them out. Say, pull them out. It'll rip it out. Sometimes there's some hatred. Sometimes there's anger. Sometimes there's whatever that might be. You got to let the Word of God dig it out. Amen. Pull it out of your life. That's what the Word of God does. It's powerful. Amen. It's powerful. He says, and oh, he says, deliver them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to his children. His wonderful works to each and one of us. The Word of God plows. It plows. It makes a way. Amen. His Word was sent to heal them, to deliver them. It makes a way for us. It's God's Word makes a way. I got to have God go before me. I've got to have God's Word go before me. Amen. I got to have God's Word lead the way. Hallelujah. To bring me forth into my destiny and purpose in our lives. Amen. I got to let the Word of God work within my very being and my core of who I am. Not just in my spirit, but in my body and my soul. Hallelujah. The enemy does not want you to take hold of this Word. He does not want you to grab hold. That God wants you to speak it over your body. Hallelujah. He wants you to speak it over your minds, over your thoughts. Hallelujah. He wants you to declare it over every being, every part of your very being of who you are. For his Word to be established. The Bible says that confession unto salvation. We confess unto salvation. We're never unto salvation. Confess unto salvation. We are not to stop confessing. Whatever salvation that I need over my life, I need some healing over my body. I got to confess God's Word over it. A good word. I need to confess God's Word. I need to declare unto salvation. Sometimes we stop. We're never meant to stop confessing God's Word. Why do we stop? The church has to declare that we can't stop. We got to keep declaring God's Word over our lives. Send it. Tell your neighbor, send it. Come on, send it. Hallelujah. I feel that in the Spirit. Send it in Jesus' name. It will accomplish what God has it to do. The Word was made flesh. John 1:14. Here we go. Are you ready? You guys were noisy in worship. That's to be noisy here. Come on, amen. He says, 1 John. He says, and the Word was made flesh. Say it was made flesh. It was made flesh and dwelt among us. Say Jesus. He is the Word of God sent. Everything that could came against the sent Word. But it failed. It could not work against God's Word. It accomplished that which He sent it. I want you to hear this. Amen. This is powerful for us to recognize the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now that same Word is in me. That same Word, say same Word, is in me, sent by the Father to accomplish that which He sent it. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, and the Word became flesh. He says, and dwelt
among us and beheld His glory and the glory as the only begotten Father of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Wow. It was a picture of the Father. It was heaven's perspective on earth. I want you to catch this. See, it's bigger than just words. We got to see this and take hold of this to know how valuable and how purposeful. If I don't get it, understand that I cannot be an overcomer. I cannot walk in victory without God's Word. Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. So I come in agreement with who He is and what He's done. Now, I begin to think about something. I begin to think about how that... Do you recognize, I said this Wednesday night, that God always shows up opposite to our surroundings. I'm going to say it again. God always shows up opposite to our surroundings. When it was dark, the children of Israel, He showed up as a pillar of fire. He became light. In the midst of darkness, opposite of the surroundings. During the day, in the heat of the day, He showed up as a cloud to protect them. Opposite to the surroundings, Jesus, hallelujah, showed up in a graveyard, in a place of death. He was a place of life. He was resurrection life. He was opposite to the surroundings. Listen. When Jesus was born, hallelujah, the angels declare, listen, I want you to know that in the midst of the day that He was born, He came for a chosen time and purpose. In the midst of a moment that God established from the beginning of time, this was a horrible time. This was a place of civil unrest. People were brutally tortured and hurt and broken. In the midst of this thing, there were such attacks. You think you're taxed bad? There was 60% tax upon everything you owned or anything you raised. 60%. And it wasn't given for the help of the needy. It was given to Caesar. The surroundings were brutal, but Jesus showed up. And the Bible says, joy to the world. Joy to the world. For the good news has arrived. I'm here to tell you, if you got God's Word, you got hope. As long as I got God's Word in me, hallelujah, I have hope. I got His Word, hallelujah. As long as I can hold on and I can stand upon His Word, hallelujah, I cannot be shaken. I cannot be deterred as I hold on and stand upon His Word. Even though the rivers flow vehemently against us, the Word of God says, but though I stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus, that Word, hallelujah, that Word, no matter what comes my way as I stand upon the Word, it's shaken. It seems like it might crumble, but I stand upon the rock. I will never fail. I will never fail. He just tells you to stand. Hallelujah. Just stand in the Word. Just stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Stay in that place. Don't move. Hallelujah. Don't get out of that place. Stand in it. The Bible says that we are to remain. Remain. Say remain. If my words remain in you. And my words remain in you. If you remain in my words and my words remain in you, I want you to hear this. God always abides with us. But am I abiding and remaining in His words? Self-destruction comes when I do not remain in His words. Jesus prayed, Father, as they abide in your words, Father, I pray that you abide in them. Let your words abide in them. Amen. You okay?
I don't have no more jokes, so. I want you to take this Deuteronomy. I just pray this encourages you tonight. God gives us words and season and moments that we have to grab hold of, because there's moments and words that just really release us, that God gives to us, that really to break us through more than we can imagine. There's been different times that sometimes, because I've watched and seen, I looked back and seen, and I look at different moments in our times as a history, as a church, and I've watched God declare things over our lives. And sometimes we go through things, but if we just hear the word, if we just would remain in that word, sometimes things get shaken, sometimes get hard, but God says, if you just remain, I am present, I am there, but am I aware, am I causing myself to be aware that He's faithful? Deuteronomy 31:8 says this. He says, the Lord, He it is that goeth before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. That's God's word. That's God's word. Am I right? But God, there is conditions to God's promises. God says that you need to remain in my word. See, I want you to hear that the protection is in the Word. Deliverance is in the Word. When I step out of that thing, if I don't let the Word of God go before me, and I step out in my own strength, in my own words, they fail. So I have to remain faithful to God's Word. And it says, and this is in Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. He says, if thou hearken unto my voice of the voice of the Lord to keep his word and his commandments, his statutes, which he's written in this book of law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from you. God makes it plain for us. I've given you what you need. He says, it is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to go to heaven? Or to bring it to us that it may hear it and do it. He says, neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over to the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. He said, but the word, say the word, is very nigh unto you. It's in your mouth and in your heart, that thou mayest do it. The word of God is powerful to speak out of our mouths, to declare it over our situations. God says for us to possess it, to take hold of it, we need to possess the Word of God. We need to cherish it. We need to walk with it. We need to let it go before us. Amen? Proverbs. I just want to read you these few scriptures here. Proverbs 3:1-10. It says, my son, forget not my word, but let thine heart keep my words, my commandments, for the length of thy days and long life. Wow. And he says, in peace, they shall add to you. So God's word is going to add peace to your life. He says, and let not mercy and truth forsake you. I want to take a second here. I want us to get this. He says, do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Do not lose it. Take hold of it. Say it's God's word. To understand God's mercy and to understand God's truth. Hallelujah. And he says, this is what he tells us to do. He says, to bind it. Say, bind it. Where? Around your neck. Now, here's the thing that we got to understand about binding it around your neck. It means this, is that the neck speaks of your will. It speaks of your conscience. We need to bind it, God's will. Mercy. I make decisions in my life based upon the mercy of God and upon the truth of God. See, this is where we get victory. This is where we understand, hallelujah, that we get deliverance, is when we do that, when we make it part of our lives. Here's what I mean. I want you to see this. He says that we, our will and our conscience, because it's around our neck. And how do we respond? In any language, that it's the same way, but maybe a little bit different. You can communicate to people when you ask them a question. What do you think about this? Is this this or that? Do you know how to get... And they, oh, yeah. Sorry, I had my... Come on, and you see this to somebody, they shake their heads. What does that mean? It means yes. See, it's speaking of your will, that it's a common language. And when you say no, you go like yes. But in India, it's the opposite. It's not this, it's not this, it's... And it really distracted me when I went to India because I didn't know what was going on and I had to put it together. I was asking them the questions they didn't understand, but they knew one common thing. Is that yes or no? I don't know. It was going like this. I mean, we probably look foolish to them because they just go like this. And I found out that meant that they're declaring something, whether they don't understand it or I don't know. Big smiles of the sweetest people ever. But they were declaring something. So I want you to know, he says, I want you to bind it around your neck. So it's speaking of your will. It's speaking of your conscience, the way that you think. I want you to take hold of it. Let your decisions be based upon God's truth, not upon a lie. Amen. Not upon a lie. He says, but upon his truth, upon his mercy. We need to base it, my decisions, upon God's mercy, about what he's done for me at the cross and what he's done through in my life. We need to stand upon that. And he said this. He says, so bind them upon them, he says, and write them upon the tables of your heart. He says, so shalt thou find favor. You find favor. See, this is the thing. Favor finds you, hallelujah, when you let God go before you. When you make your decisions based upon God's word. He says, understand, in the sight of God and man, you will find favor. See, here, I want you to know, mercy and truth. When you're truthful, when you're merciful, you'll find favor upon man. As much as they want to come against you, you show mercy and truth. See, I want you to hear this. When we begin to treat one another the way that God sees them, when we begin to treat the body the way God sees the body, not the way we see it, sometimes we see one another dysfunctional. But if we're willing to see it the way God says, with mercy and truth, changes everything. All of a sudden, it begins to find favor for you. That's good news. He says in verse 5, he says, and trust in the Lord with all thy heart. That's a hard thing to do sometimes, to trust God with all of your heart. We say it sounds as a cliche, but you know what? We like to go first. Trusting means that God goes first. See, there's a lot of times that, listen, we want God to go first when you're facing the horrible things in life and all this, but God just doesn't want to go first then. But God wants to be your daily bread and go before you in every situation. No matter what it is. He wants you to choose His mercy and His truth. That favor will find its way in your life. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with all thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding. On my own understanding. I cannot trust my own words, but I need to trust God's words. I cannot trust, listen, I'll lie to myself. I will say, you're no good, Chris. You're not a good preacher.
I'll say to myself, you know what? You're not good enough at this. Come on. See, I'm a liar. I cannot listen to my own advice. I need to listen to what God says about me. I'm more than able. Hallelujah. I'm mighty through Christ to pull them down, whatever that might be. Come on, amen. We're greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I got to recognize that because I cannot live by that old truth. I need to live by what God says about me. See, when we begin to establish, favor will find you. It will find you. Hallelujah. He says, unto thine own understanding, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, say all your ways. In all of our ways, every way, even the good, the bad, and the ugly. In all your ways, acknowledge God. Become aware. Become present with God. I want you to hear this. This is powerful. I want you to grab this. That we become present with God. And every decision that we make, when temptation comes, I don't care if it comes 100 times a day, you need to acknowledge God. God, this is bigger than me. I need your help, God. Whatever it might be, when fear comes your way, acknowledge God. Become aware of God, that he's a very present help in your situation. He's present to do a work in your life. The Word of God is within you. It's within you. If you have Christ in your heart as your Savior, that Word became flesh. It's within me. Hallelujah. It's there for a purpose. Sometimes we don't use God's Word what it was created for. Sometimes it's like us using a wrench to drive a nail. That's not what it was meant for. Listen, he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and you shall direct thy path. He will, if you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. As you acknowledge him, this is why it's so important. Sometimes these are some things that we got to come back to. There's some things we got to come back to. There's certain scriptures in the Word of God that Proverbs 3, I go back to and I go back to and I go back to shore up my footing. These are one of those ones that you need to meditate. That I need to acknowledge God. Am I acknowledging God in this situation? Am I letting God become aware, letting him be aware? Am I being aware of God in my life? He is there. But am I being aware of him? See, Jesus was in the midst of a house, and the Bible says he was present to heal. But they sat by. They were not aware that the healer was in the house. If we become more aware that the healer's in me, that the deliverer's in me. Come on, amen. See, the enemy does not want you to become aware. He does not want you to acknowledge your Father in all your ways. Just once a week. He says, but be wise in all your own eyes. Be wise in thine own. Be not wise in your own eyes. He says, for fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in your own eyes. But we need to look through the Word of God. Don't look through it through your own eyes, because you'll get discouraged. But what does God have to say about it? Whatever you're facing, look through it through the Word of God to what God has to say. Amen? He says, and it shall bring health to your navel. Say your belly button. Why does it say that? I'll tell you why. This young lady right here has a baby in her belly. And it's getting life. Come on. From that umbilical cord that goes where? To the center of her very being. Of that child's being. Life is coming from her directly into that child. See, that's what the Word of God does. It brings health to your navel. It brings health to the very center of your being. See, it quickens you. It strengthens you. It empowers you. Hallelujah. It lifts you up. Hallelujah. This is what it does. It is, and it brings health to your... to what? Oh, hang on, sorry. Health to thy navel and marrow in thy bones. That the cells, that growth comes forth in your bones, hallelujah. That it's developed, they're strengthened your bones, hallelujah. You're strengthened that area. That's what the Word of God does. It brings health to your core. Not just your spirit, hallelujah, but your body, Mimsy, hallelujah. Not just your body, but your soul, hallelujah. As we begin to come in agreement with God's Word, hallelujah. And let it be around my neck and become... remind myself, I'm in agreement with God. Amen? Come on, turn up your head. Say, yep. Or you can go like this. I don't want to be discriminated. He says, and it shall be health. He says, and honor the Lord. You can, Brother Dan, you can go ahead and place something on there. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Listen, I can't get past this. I want you to see this. If you begin to dig deep enough, it begins to talk about your nervous system. Your nervous system. As you begin to apply God's Word, it calms you down. Let it take root. Well, someone says, you know, when I read the Word of God, don't just read it. Eat it. Digest it. Find some scriptures you're familiar with. Eat them. Read them. To this day, I'll take a scripture that I share to you. And I read it. 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 Begin to get it, let it begin to get in my very core. Then all of a sudden, I begin to come in agreement with it. Doubt will leave as I send them go first. If I send that word in that area. And there will be moments that I'm here to tell you, yeah, Pastor Chris, you say that God talks to you. He does. As I read God's word, I let God talk to me through it. As I begin to ride to work, that word remain. If you remain, I felt God saying, Chris, he says, do you understand the power of remaining in my word? If you remain in it, don't get shaken from it. Don't let nobody move you from my word. It's my word. I'm your father. Don't let nobody shift you from my word, but remain in it. Hallelujah. You'll find safety there. You'll find protection there. Stay in the word. He says, God will speak to you. He'll talk to you. He says, and he says, honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all you have. Put God first. Body, soul, and spirit. Put him first. Place him first. Place him first. Let him go before you. Let me get a drink. I want to finish this. You okay for a second? You do me a favor, could you read Matthew 22:37 in the Passion Version?
Jesus answered him, love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. This is the great and supreme commandment. And the second is like it in importance.
Love your neighbor as yourself. With all your passions, with all your passions set it towards God. Set your passion to God. Send them first. Say, send them first. I want you to hear this. Sometimes, listen, we go into battle. We need to send him first. He's waiting. God will not go before you unless you send him first. Because we run out in front, but God's waiting for you to remain in his word so that he could go before you. Let God go before you. Come on. Let the Lord go before you. Let him get in front of you. Hallelujah. Let God get in front of you. Whatever situation, whatever you're facing, we got to let God get in front of our problems. We got to give God the place to get in front of it. There's some things we're facing that are bigger than us. We got to let God get in front of it. We got to be patient and wait on God. Let him get in front of it, God. I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how. But God, I ask you this. Interrupt my situation. See, there was a man, hallelujah, he was a centurion. And listen, this was a powerful statement. I want you to read this. This is Luke 7. And I'm done. He said this, he said that he loved us. He said, and Jesus went to, he was now not far from his friend. He had a servant. And he asked Jesus if he would go and heal him. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but say a word.
Yes.
Say a word.
Say
send it. See, he understood something. He said, my goodness, if when he says something, everything changes around him. So if you just say a word, that's all you need to do. You don't even have to go, but if you just say your word. And he said this. He said, for I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And when I say unto one, go, he goes. And I say to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. He says, I know with your word you can turn anything. They might go one direction, but with your word, you'll turn it back this way. Say, he turns it. His word turns it, no matter what it is. And he says, and when Jesus heard these things, he was marveled at it. I love it, man. I love scriptures that tell me when God's impressed. See, faith pleases God. And God's looking to bless those that diligently seek him. That remain in his words. Hear me tonight. And he said this. He says, I say unto you, I have not found such great a faith. No, not in Israel. I have not found any faith like this. You move me with your faith. You move me with your trust. You don't know how it works. Sure, like how this might work, but God, you trust me. He says, but you trust me to do it. We don't have to try to understand it. We just need to let God's word get in front of us. I need to surrender to God's word in every area of my life. And he says, and they went, sent. He says, and they were sent. Say sent. Returning to the house, and they found a servant whole. And he was made, had been sick. He was made whole. But this isn't it. I want you to know that God always shows up different than your surroundings with his word. So here is Jesus. He's after, say after that. Go to the next verse. I want you to check this out. He says, and it came to pass that after that, say after that. See, this is a beautiful thing. I want you to finish this. All right. After that, see, I'm amazed by God. I want you to be amazed by God's word. Because listen to me. See, God doesn't stop, hallelujah, being amazing. He doesn't stop if I don't let. If I stand in the word, God just wants to amaze you every single day with who he is. So God says, after that, hallelujah, after that amazing demonstration, after that, hallelujah, God showed up in an environment that was contrary to what it was. It was called Nain. N-A-I-N. Do you know what Nain means? It means pleasant. Jesus shows up in environments that are opposite to what they are. It wasn't pleasant because it was a funeral parade. It was a death march of this young man coming through, and Jesus was coming to interrupt. He was life. He came to interrupt the parade, the death parade, with life. That's what he does. See, that's what God does. See, God's waiting for you, the Word of God, to interrupt whatever might seem like death to you. It might seem dead to you. I want you to hear, please, stand to your feet. I want you to catch this. I want you to grab this. Those that are watching, I want you to stand on this. Hallelujah. I want you to agree with this. Hallelujah. That whatever seems dead, I don't know whether dream you might have, whatever that might, I'm here to tell you to let God's Word get in front of you. Let God's Word get in front of you. Let it get in front. Whatever sickness, let Him get in front of you. Hallelujah. Let Him get in front of you with health. With His Word. He says, and it came, he says, and now, and when he came nigh to the gate, if we can just get Jesus in front of our doubt, if I could just get Jesus in front of my failures, if I can just let him get in front of whatever addiction that I have, and whenever it comes up, I need to place him in front of it. Say, Father God, I need you right here. I need you in the midst of this gate, wherever it is, to enter into this place. See, she came there and she was at a place of devastation. And it says she was weeping and Jesus was moved. I'm here to tell you that God's looking for the opportunity to change your environments. He's looking for a moment in the opportunity through His Word to disrupt whatever it might be. He's looking for that. Whatever that might be, He wants to disrupt it here. And it says, and now when he came nigh the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of the mother. And she was a widow. Much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion upon her. There was hopelessness. Say hopeless. Do you know hopelessness is contagious? It's contagious. But hope is even greater. It's more contagious. And Jesus was coming to turn her mourning into dancing. To interrupt what the enemy said was final. Not today. I want to be your daily bread today. I want to be your life today. I want to be your breath today, he's declaring. And when that word touched that thing that was dead, it was awakened. He sat up. When Jesus touched the coffin, I want you to know, let God's Word touch your life. It'll change you. It'll transform you. It'll bring favor before you. It'll bring health to your bones, to your center, your being. It'll bring you peace. Let Him disrupt whatever it is in your life tonight. Let's just lift up our hands. Father God, right now, whatever it might be in this place, whatever the enemy is trying to discourage or cause something opposite to occur, I declare right here tonight over their lives, your word, not my words, but your word. Let peace be still. Let hope arise. Let your word burn within us like fire. Shut up in my bones. Let it quicken us. Hallelujah, Father God. Let it stir us. Let it become part of my very being. Let that word become flesh. Let it become real to those that are around me. Let it become powerful to those that are lost. Let it be the light in the surroundings that are dark. Let it be life. Let it be peace in people's turmoil and situations. Let it be real. Let it be powerful. Let that truth begin to expose lies and darkness. Right here tonight, God, we declare your word. We stand upon your word, God, of what your word says of who we are. And we declare that we are blessed. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen. God bless you. Listen, real quick, I want to say to all those that are watching online, thank you for your faithfulness. We appreciate you. I want to thank you personally for your giving online. It means so much. We're able to do what we do because of you too. So I just want to say thank you. Amen. I pray that God blesses you. Amen. Come on.